snow, walking the frozen trench lines, wet boots and his wool coat coming apart at the seams. Rations of hard-baked dough, handfuls of melting snow, what else can a man live on but his dreams? Not 20 miles away, in the mansions of Philadelphia, loyalists laying their money down on the king. We've provision enough for the day, but if victory were just for the wealthy, our noble cause wouldn't be worth the hardship or suffering. Send the cloth for a good waistcoat, I dream of your hearth and the fields of oat. I wake to the drum and the trembling note of the fifer. May it please God in his great mercy to shelter our friends and our family. I remain your son most faithfully, Jedediah. I have seen a man who's seen a man who has heard the king tell of his intention our independence to declare. The peace will undoubtedly bring a great revolution in commerce. May it be our rightful fortune to come in for a share. My regards to a certain Miss Moore, I've stated my honorable intentions for her, that upon my return from this necessary war, she'll be my wife. May it please God in his great mercy to restore the joys of domesticity. Salutations to the family, Jedediah. Rejoice that the cause we're engaged in is in the hands of an almighty sovereign, who I doubt not is accomplishing the ends of his desire. My love to you and the fair Miss Moore, spare me a bottle from the cellar store, and in my name let the contents pour, Jedediah.